Erev Shabbos, Parashas Truma, Tavshin Samach. We'll share a very nice idea from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, which he writes in several places. You have to piece them together in order to get the full appreciation of what he's trying to learn out from this particular parasha. We know already that the Torah, beginning here in Parashas Truma Tetzaveh, and then again Vayakob Pekudei, at length speaks about the binyan of the Mishkan, and the binyan of the Kelim, the making of the various Kelim in the Mishkan. And the Ramban really tells us in Parashas Vayakil that this could be compared to Yofas Yichosan Shalav De'Oves, that the fact that the Torah elaborates so much on it is only because there's so much to learn from it, that therefore the Torah gives it in great detail, and in every aspect, things can be learned out from it. So we'll take this pasuk in beginning of Revi'i, Perachavav pasuk Tezvav, where the tzivui, the command to Moshe Rabbeinu is Vasisas HaKiroshim LaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make the Kiroshim. The Kiroshim were the boards, the posts to be around the entire Mishkan, the perimeter of the Mishkan. And here Rashi is bothered with a question. If you look in every other one of the Kelim, V'asisa menoiras zohov tohor, or V'asisa kapeires. And here it has the hey hayidia. Here it's not V'asisa kiroshim, make posts, make poles for the Mishkan. It's V'asisa hakiroshim, the kiroshim, as if to indicate that these kiroshim were known already. And Rashi tells us, famous Chazal, but we'll see the Medrash here. Rashi says, "Hey, Leilema Vasisa Kiroshim, Kemoshenem Bechol Dover Ud Vedover." Every time it says about the Kalim, it says that. Ma'u Hakiroshim, Me'oisin Ha'imdim Umiyuchadin Lekach. Make the Kiroshim from those that were already prepared, already standing for this purpose. Where are they from?
Parshas
Bereishis.
No, Bereishis. Yeah. They were from. We once discussed this.
I wasn't sure if you're referring to. This is a different medrash, which we was not intending to mention. There's a different medrash which says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Ur and Sheish is Mebresh, and he says this light is too great, I have to separate it for the Tzaddikim Lasalavai. And then he created other things, and he says this is not for the people in this world. And then he says also he created Arozim. He created cedar trees, many different types, and of the many different types that there are seven special ones, seven unique cedar trees. And Hashem says these cedar trees are going to be separated and going to be intended for the Beis Hamikdash. So that's really the first time you would have it in a medrash. But Rashi here says, not as a contradiction to that, but going further in history, Rashi says, what are these kiroshim from? Where are these arozim from? Yaakov Avinu nota arozim b'mitzrayim. Yaakov planted cedar trees in Mitzrayim. Uchshemes, and when he died, before he died, Tziva Lavonev, he commanded his children, la'aloisam imoem, take these cedars with you, these tall cedars, cut them down, and take them with you. It's almost unfathomable how they're rushing out of Mitzrayim at Chatzais, running away from the Mitzrayim, and this they made sure they would carry this no matter what, the small amount of belongings they had, they're going to take the cedar trees with them. And they did, Tziva Yav Yaakov. Kishayetz in Mitzrayim, you take them. And he told them, one of the things you're going to have is atzei shittim, cedar wood, and this is what you should use. Ra'u, see to it, sheyu mezumanim b'yedchem, they shall already be prepared. So this is why it says not vasisa kiroshim, not merely the posts or the poles, but ha-kiroshim, the kiroshim, which we already know about. Now the truth is, this comes from a medrash, and really the medrash in Parshas Vayigash tells us where these are from. And the Medrash has a little bit different, but we'll see, we can explain what Rashi means. Medrash Parshat Vayigash, Parshat Tzadi Dalid, Ois Dalid. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher loy v'yavoy be'ir shava. Yaakov Avinu, Parshat Vayigash, is preparing to go, him and all of his children and grandchildren, all 70, Kamat 70, who comprise of Bnei Yisrael at the time, were ready to leave Eretz Yisrael and go into Golus. There'll be no one left in Eretz Yisrael. As says the Medrash, Lehechen Halach, not where did he go, but why did he go? Why did he go to Be'er Sheva? Be'er Sheva is up north, and Mitzrayim is to the south. Or at least the way the Mefarshim and the Medrash. But what it means is that it's the opposite direction of Mitzrayim. You have your map here?
You'll get
a map, you see exactly. But it's the opposite way to where he had to go to Mitzrayim. So why is he schlepping all the way to Be'er Sheva only then to turn around to go to Mitzrayim? Says Reb Nachman here in the Medrash, Shaholach Lokutz Arozim, he went to cut down these cedars, Shanota Avram Zekeinu, which Avram's grandfather had planted Be'er Sheva. How do you know he planted Be'er Sheva? Because it says Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva. The Gemara cited that few Vayita Eshel. Some say it was a hotel. Others say it was a whole orchard, a pardes, v'chol minim begodim. No stira. He did this. He planted this, and this was the way he did the chesed. He's planted the whole old trees. I don't know if it was palm trees. And hotels, it could be it was that, but he created this makam in Be'er Sheva for all those who are passing by. And he did this chesed over there. But he already planted Arozim over there.
You spoke about that.
This medrash?
Yeah.
Okay. In reference to what? It's not a steamer. You mentioned the Medrash twice.
No.
You remember better than me, because I don't remember mentioning this Medrash Parash Vayigash. Okay.
No, with another Parsha by Yitzchak Mitzrayim with...
Maybe you mean the next part, because one of the proofs that the Medrash has is that where would they get such long poles? And it went around, it went into the Briach HaTichon. Right, the Briach HaTichon came from here, because Mehechen Matzawais and Lashah, how would they find 30 or 32 Amos long, these poles? Says the Medrash El Malamish, Yaakov Avinu, they already had it with them from Yaakov Avinu. So Rashi says here in the Parsha that Rashi says that it was planted by Yaakov Avinu. So how do you answer that? There it says that he brought it with him. Avram Avinu already planted it. Yaakov uprooted them, and then he took them to Mitzrayim, and he replanted them. And that's actually, Rashi tells us this a second time, because Rashi in the beginning of the parasha, Va'asei Shittim. The things that they're going to have to donate to the Mishkan is Zav Kesav Nechayshes Chaylas Vargamon V'Seilah Shani V'Sheish V'Izim V'Rezim V'Eretz Tachoshim V'Atzei Shittim. Says Rashi Atzei Umeyayin Hoyalam Midbar. Where they have Atzei Shittim in Midbar? Yaakov Avinu Tzofa Ruach HaKodesh Asin Yisrael Livmeis Mishkan Ben Midbar. He knew that they were going to build a Mishkan. V'Hevi Arozin LeMitzrayim. He brought the Arazim to Mitzrayim, Unadam, and planted over there. And then he commanded them to take it out with them. Fine. So they really started from Avram Avinu in Be'er Sheva. Yaakov Avinu, before he left Mitzrayim, went to Be'er Sheva, cut them down, brought them. That means he must have cut them with the root. Took them up to Mitzrayim, rerooted them, planted them, and he went through all of this bother, and then commanded his children to take them out when they left. So one question that Rabbi Yaakov has is, if these are the ones that are intended for the Mishkan, Okay, not necessarily they would go into the Beis HaMikdash also. Okay. But if he knew they had to, if Yaakov Avinu knew that they needed Arazim for the Mishkan, okay, so why did he have to take those? And then why did he have to plant those in Mitzrayim, go through the whole bother to bring them over? Why didn't he just tell them that? Why didn't he just tell them this Nevuah, that there's going to be a Mishkan, you're going to build a Mishkan, and you shall have things to make sure when you get there to prepare it. Make sure you make sure to get them over there. Now, actually, from the Medrash over here, it's Mashma, then in the Midbar they won't be able to get him. So that will be a simple teretz. They won't be able to get any. So they had to bring Arazim from Eretz Yisrael. They went to Mitzrayim. From Mitzrayim they went to the Midbar. And that would be a simple reason why you had to have that. Yeah. But Rabbi Yaakov explains something very beautiful. He says that really if you look at Be'er Sheva, he says Be'er Sheva from the time when Avram Avinu planted those trees, and he did that Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Chesed, and planted the Eishel for the Archim. From that time on, he says, Be'er Sheva became a place of security, became a place of Nechama, and of encouragement to the others. And he says, that's what you find, Parashas Toldos, what you find after the whole fight with the shepherds of Yitzchak, and those of Avimelech, and he planted, and they dug the wells, and they stuffed it up, and he dug it again, they stuffed it up. Finally, Vayatik Misham, and in Perichavov Pasik Chavbeis, Vayatik Misham Vayachber Racheretz V'Lei Rabu Alel. Finally, finished with this whole fight, the next pasik says Vayal Misham Be'er Sheva. He went to Be'er Sheva. And it doesn't say why. It doesn't say really what he did over there. But he had a nevuah. And then in that place. And that's why in Parshas Vayigash, when Yaakov Avinu, before he went to Mitzrayim, it says Vayisa Yaakov to Be'er Sheva. When he went to Be'er Sheva, and he brought Karbonis. And he brought Karbonis Lelekei Aviv Yitzchok. So Chazal already asked why Lelekei Aviv Yitzchok and not Lelekei Avram. So Rashi says because he had to have more covet for his father than his grandfather. And here Rabbi Yaakov suggests because who was the first one to build Mizbechais over there was Yitzchok. But what did he go there for? So the pshat is that he went to get the Arazim that Avram had planted. And he went to the same place which Yitzchok went when he wanted Chizuk, way after the troubles he was having with Avimelech. And the pshat was that Avram Avinu already knew that there's going to be a Mishkan, which means that Arazim, these cedar trees, represented Geula. They represented that there would always be a Geula from all of the tzaris of Klal Yisrael. So that's why Yitzchok went there, and that's why Yaakov went there. So Yaakov went there because he felt that he's going into Mitzrayim now, he and his children. And he says, Chas v'shalom, maybe they're going to get so involved and sunk into Mitzrayim and the culture over there and the society over there that maybe they won't want to go back up and maybe they'll lose faith in their Geula, which indeed happened to 4/5 of Klal Yisrael. They said, "No, thank you, we don't want to go out." They were fine to stay in Mitzrayim until the British might have punished them. So Yaakov felt that it's kedai to go through the whole bother of uprooting the Arazim that Avram planted and bringing them with them, that they should have something with them in Mitzrayim the entire time, that every time they needed chizik, they would go to those Arazim and they would daven over there or gain chizik over there. They had something tangible with them to remind them of the Geula constantly. And Yaakov felt he needed that for himself, and he felt he needed that for his children. In other words, he did not trust just the fact to give over the Nevuah to his children and say, Allah said we're going to go out and build a Mishkan. He felt we need something tangible. And therefore he said we have to go take those Arazim that Avram planted, bring them into Mitzrayim and replant them, and have Klal Yisrael see them throughout the 210 years, take them with them when they leave, to always have as a sign of chizuk for the Geula. So he says, with this we can explain a Gemara in Megillah. And Gemara in Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, explaining a pasuk, "Vayemer Hashem Elokim b'ma eidak yirashenu." What was Avram Avinu asking HaKadosh Rabbeinu Shleilam? Omer Avram lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shleilam, Shemachas v'shalom Yisrael choytim lefanecha. Maybe in the future, Klal Yisrael will sin. V'ata oisilem k'dar amabel k'dar aflogo. Maybe you're going to destroy them as you did to the other generations. Omer Lo, Hashem says, Lav, no, I won't destroy them. Omer Lefan Rabbeinu Shleilam, b'ma'ida, how do I know this? Omer Lo, k'chali egla mushaleshes. Go bring these karbonis, the bris ben abisarim. Omer Lefan Rabbeinu Shleilam, he says, ha'teinach, b'zman shebeisim edish kayim. But b'zman shem beisim edish kayim, matei aleim. In other words, you're telling me to bring karbonis. And in effect, the Pashup Shanei Mara is, whenever Klal Yisrael sins, where is the vehicle for them to do tshuva to get to the level that they were at beforehand? Rabbeinu Shlomo says, "Choli eglam shaleshes, bring a carbon." They'll always have the opportunity to bring carbonus. So Avram Avinu, "Teinach b'zman shebeisim edishkayim, but b'zman shebein beisim edishkayim, ma teila, what's going to be with them? Then they have no way of doing tshuva." Omer Lefan Rabbeinu Shlomo says, "Tikanti lam seder carbonus." No, they could say the parish of Karbonis, Kozman Shekirin Bohem, Ma Lani Aleim Kilo Makrivin Mafanai Karbon, Umoicha Lani Akolav Neseim. Pell of a Gemara, when the Beis Midrash is established, when the Beis Midrash is Kayam, we have to bring Karbonis and go through that. When it's not, we just say words and that's enough. You learn Parshas Karbonis, you say Karbonis, and that's enough. But the Parsh.
I still came very close to being destroyed by the eagle. I'm saying
Moshe Rabbeinu
had all the
kuach of
Hashem to save
Kali, so that was talking before the
Beis HaMikdash. Why couldn't he say some
kavanas? No, just say the kavanas. Yeah, that's a good kasha. And then b'chlal, I mean, there's just saying it. Okay, but that's the pashu shani gemara, and we have to answer that kasha as well. Rabbi Yaakov says, according to his pshat, of we see what Yaakov Avinu had to do, and it was so important for Yaakov to bring the arozim to have for the krushim, for the outside of the Mishkan, and he needed their sort of in their face, and he needed something that constantly could be as a reminder in Golus that there will be a geula for Klal Yisrael. So he says, maybe that's pshat in the Gemara, that Avram Avinu was asking the Rabbeinu Shleilam that when Yisrael achaitim, so what's going to keep them intact, what's going to keep them with the chizik they need to constantly long for the geula and long for the Beis HaMikdash? Because ha'teinach b'zman shebeis HaMikdash kayim, when the Shechina is here, when we have the Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina is b'sif arta and Yisrael alav masam, so of course then he's batuach that will never fail, because even if we sin, we go back to the Beis HaMikdash, we bring karbanis, and we regain our stature as once before. Because they have a kesher, they have a kesher to the Beis HaMikdash, they have a kesher to Shechina constantly. He says, but b'zman she Beis HaMikdash kayim, and when we go into Golus, where is it going to be our attachment to Beis HaMikdash? He says, but Avraham Avinu was worried, without an attachment to Beis HaMikdash, then we're lost. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Without the attachment to the Mishkan, even before the Mishkan was built, but without the attachment that we know there's going to be a Mishkan, there's going to be a Begula, he says, then we're never going to manage to get out. And Vaharaya, four-fifths, didn't get it. But the one-fifth, they needed something. They needed the Arozim. They needed something in Mitzrayim to keep as a reminder for them. So Zakhti Rabbeinu Shleilam, he says, how are they going to have some attachment to Beis HaMikdash, to Eretz Yisrael? He says that, Kartikant Alam Seder Kabonis. What Rabbeinu Shleilam is saying is, even when Klal Yisrael's in Golus, even Zman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's a way to connect to Beis HaMikdash. Not this time the Amir of it will be a Kapara, but there's a way to connect to Beis HaMikdash to always then at least be at a level that we long to get the Beis HaMikdash back, we long to be able to bring Karbanis again, and that will be enough to keep us intact. And that's what Avraham Avinu was promised. As long as we have the Seder Karbanis that we say, then there's an attachment at least to Zman HaGeula's attachment to Mashiach. So not many people say Karbanis anymore today. Even that is is maybe 1/5 of Klal Yisrael. But there are other ways. We say, something that we do say, unfortunately, in Nusach Ashkenaz is at the very end of davening. But Ayoyim Yoyim Shishi B'Shabbos Shaboy Hoy Alavim Oimim B'Veis HaMikdash. Even that, that's once a day. Every day of the year we say Ayoyim Yoyim B'Zman Shaboy HaMikdash Kayim. That says we have something that reminds us of Beis HaMikdash, something that attaches us again to Beis HaMikdash, which really is the Yisayid of Rabbi Yaakov over here. That what Yaakov Vino is teaching is that he needs something from Eretz Yisrael. He needs something from Be'er Sheva, which will be a constant reminder in Golus that eventually there will be a Geula. And without that tangible thing, or at least it's Amiris Karbonis, Rabbi Vino was told, without the Amira of something to be as a constant reminder for something that ties us in, connects us into Beis HaMikdash, then there were Avram was afraid and Yaakov was afraid that we wouldn't get out of Golus. So it's a nice insight to learn from the parasha that we always have something that connects us to Beis HaMikdash, something that we have that was at one time in Eretz Yisrael, was at one time with Beis HaMikdash, and now in Golus we have that as a constant reminder. The thing that comes to mind the easiest is the Yom which we say Shabbat Yalavim Yom Beis HaMikdash. With that, it should be a constant reminder for us, and with that, we should be zeichet to the Geula.